From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Fighting in Gaza has resumed following a lull at the start of a major Muslim holiday. At least 10 Palestinians were killed in a strike in Gaza, and the Israeli military says a mortar attack from Gaza has killed and wounded Israelis. Daniel Estrin reports. Israeli media are reporting that 4 Israelis were killed.
Israel's military says mortars from Gaza landed in southern Israel along the Gaza border. Police say they were clearing roads in the area to evacuate the wounded to hospitals. A short while before the mortar attack, there was a blast in the Beach refugee camp in Gaza, and there was also a blast near Gaza's main hospital. There were Palestinian deaths. Palestinians blamed the deaths on Israel, but Israel said the blasts were caused by an errant rocket fired by Hamas toward Israel. And Israel said Palestinian militants attempted to infiltrate Israel through a tunnel and opened fire at troops. Israel's defense minister said Israel's fight against Hamas would take, quote, many more long days. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Secretary of State John Kerry is back in Washington after a week of trying to negotiate a ceasefire in the ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Kerry says any process to resolve the crisis there in a lasting and meaningful way must lead to the disarmament of Hamas and all terrorist groups.
We are continuing to work toward establishing an unconditional humanitarian ceasefire, one that could honor Eid, which begins now, and that will stop the fighting.
The conflict is almost in its third week. Two online real estate websites are merging. Zillow says it's buying rival Trulia in a $3.5 billion all-stock deal. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the companies say it will enable them to better compete for real estate advertising.
The two companies do very similar things. They're sites where users can look for homes for sale, rent, and various market data. The companies intend to keep their current brands and operate the two separate websites. By combining forces at the corporate level, the companies say they'll be able to offer more products and research about real estate markets and offer broader advertising platforms, which is how the companies make money. In addition, the companies say they will save $100 million a year in costs. The companies expect the deal to close next year. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
A federal appeals court has struck down Virginia's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. The court agreed with a lower federal court ruling striking down the ban. The appeals court ruled that the fundamental right to marriage includes a right to same-sex marriage, and therefore Virginia's marriage laws must be reviewed under strict scrutiny. Discount retailer Dollar Tree says it's agreed to purchase Family Dollar. Analysts say Family Dollar has cut jobs and closed some stores as it struggles with weaker sales. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 27 points, the Nasdaq up 1, the S&P up nearly 2. This is NPR. Feminine brain power outsmarts the brawn of Hercules at the box office in the United States and Canada. NPR's Trina Williams reports Lucy is the top movie, earning an estimated $44 million in ticket sales.
The updated take on the classic Hercules was no match for Lucy.
It's like all things that make me human are fading away.
This modern-day action thriller is the story of a woman who turns the tables on her captors as she gains superpowers using her brain capacity.
What happens when she reaches 100%?
I have no idea.
Scarlett Johansson and Morgan Freeman star in Lucy. Hercules settles for a number 2 open. Last weekend's top draw, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, drops to 3rd place. The Purge, Anarchy, and Planes, Fire and Rescue are 4th and 5th. Trina Williams, NPR News.
President Obama is speaking out against gender oppression in Africa. Speaking to a class of young African fellows in Washington today, the president urged them to empower women and eliminate traditions like female genital mutilation and violence against women.
You've got great aspirations for your countries and your continent, and as you build that brighter future that you imagine, I want to make sure that the United States of America is going to be your friend and partner every step of the way.
The fellows are undergoing 6 weeks of leadership training in the U.S. They applauded the president when he announced that their program is being expanded and renamed after the late former South African president Nelson Mandela. On Wall Street, the Dow now up 31 points at 16,991, the Nasdaq Composite up 1 point, the S&P up 2. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.